it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Soundtrack's fitting today. Do you miss Hugh trying to sing these songs?
Heavens no.
No. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, bro. It's Hunter Brody in for Hugh on this Friday afternoon. All your phone calls on the Phils, on the Eagles. What a disaster a Philly sports disaster. It was a nightmare we had to live through for hours and hours last night. I'm still numb from watching that throw sail over JT's head, the way this Philly season ended. We're going to talk to Scott Francie coming up in a few minutes, live from the airport, as he called that one last night. And, of course, the Eagles, who go down. I'm shocked at the Eagles thing is shocking. The Phillies thing is numbing. It hurts. Like I knew, and I've had this sense for a few weeks now, bros, that this Eagles team is, there's something off, right? Like they've gotten outgained in every game, but I did not see a 17-point loss to a bad football team coming.
No. This Giants team just lost to the Saints, okay? And Spencer Rattler, who doesn't know how to win a football game. And it's funny, when they lost to the Broncos, there was this reaction of, it's a short week, it's a good thing, they don't have to let it marinate. And I almost remember screaming at people on Monday going, I want them to say, I almost feel it's dangerous to have a short week, because then it's, hey, forget it, new game, let's just kind of go at it with this mentality of, we got this game coming up. Well, you don't allow the Denver game to truly hit the right way.
Yeah.
Where you turn the page too quickly.
That happens.
And that's sort of what I thought I saw on Thursday or, you know, last night.
Yeah, you get smashed by the New York Giants. All right, let's get back to all your phone calls and the Phils thing. Where is your emotion today? And it is, there's a lot of emotion out there, because we do this thing every year with the Phillies where we see the flaws, but yet we talk ourselves into it. And for the, to be fair, this year, they played well from August on, right? They started to show us they were different. And then I think it's a combination of a couple things. One, they did not get good managing. Two, the top of the order didn't hit enough. And three, their flaws came back out. And look, the Bader injury also hurt. It really hurt. The energy he brings, the play he had, it hurt. Now, injuries happen. It's part of it. But the fact that down the stretch we lost, I did think the Wheeler thing quickly. I know their starting pitching was great. Rhodes, I did think there was a cascading effect of not having Wheeler.
Like, sure.
You think about the whole series. If Wheeler's one and Sanchez is two, Wheeler starts last night, and Sanchez is coming out of the bullpen, right? Like, there's a cumulative effect, and they ran out of gas at the wrong time.
If they got to that top, though.
I know.
You saw who was warming up. The second I saw him warm up.
Trinan, he stinks, yeah.
He is so bad. That was the game. That was it. Get it to that moment, and I think we win the game. I really do believe that.
I'm with you. I do think it happens. All right, let's go to Sue in Cape May, who's up on WIP. Hey, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
Sue, it's a tough day today, but we're getting through it together. Sue, what are you feeling?
Well, I feel as if the play at the end of the game is being blamed on pitching. And I don't believe it had anything to do with who was pitching or how he was pitching. It goes back to basic elementary training, where before the ball leaves the pitcher's hand, you know how many outs there are. You know how many men are on base, and you know where the play is. So to say that he froze, he didn't plan ahead.
If he did, when the moment got to him, he totally forgot. Right, his preparation went out the window. If he was even thinking about it, you're right, because it was so bad that it made me second guess how many outs there are as I watched on TV. I'm like, wait.
Exactly.
I actually thought, so when the ball flew over JT's head, at first I was like, oh no. And I was like, wait a second. Was there one out? Was there a reason for him to come home? Was he trying to cut the runoff? And then they tried to get the double play. And then as soon as I realized, no, I was right. There were two outs. It's indefensible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so naturally the play is at first. And this is a basic elementary plan that you're taught at 9 and 10 years old to know where the play is. So it has nothing to do with his quality of pitching, but the fact that the the elementary training is just lost somewhere.
Yeah, and I think, Sue, at this time of the year, right, pressure gets to people. And when you're an eighth inning guy, a ninth inning guy, there's a reason why there's late leverage guys. There's the middle guys that kind of come in and clean up innings. And there's just a mentality to this. And as much as I'm intrigued by the skill set of Orion Kirkering, and he is still kind of young-ish,
right,
maybe he just doesn't have that part of the reliever role. And if you don't have that, then you're not used, unfortunately.
But you learn that at 10 years old.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I know. I mean, yeah. Now, Sue, you're right.
The pressure got to him is what happened.
They're getting paid to play under pressure.
You're right. You're right.
So, if you go to win a World Series, you have it's all pressure. The whole month of October
exactly,
is pressure.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't care who's pitching. I care about their basic instincts.
Well, they're bad at it under Rob Dodson.
Well, wasn't there.
Yeah, no. So it's a good fall. It's a fair phone call. And Kyle said this to start the show. It was an instinct last night. I feel bad for Orion Kirkering and all that kind of stuff. And as a human being, I do. Like, his worst moment was played out in front of everyone. But it is his job, right? Like, this, his job is a professional baseball relief pitcher. He's got to make the play.
Imagine if we had a bad show. Are people going to feel bad that we had a bad show?
No, they're going to say Gilio's take sucks. They say that all the time anyway.
Everybody likes.
I move on. It's.
Everyone that has a basic level of human decency would feel bad for somebody who's having, you know, one of their darkest moments. Like, that goes without saying. Like, we don't need to have a sympathy off for Orion Kirkering. Like, he failed to do the job that he's paid to do. He blew it. All of this, whenever we rip all these players, it's always his professionals.
Yes. Well, and also,
but like, it was my sympathy first.
Yeah.
Be sympathetic to me
Kyle
first.
Kyle said, and it really was. Wasn't
about
it
me.
Wasn't it the equivalent last night of like an extra point, missing an extra point in the NFL?
Sure.
It's a layup. I mean, he does that all the time. Pick the ball up and throw it to first base.
It's crazy because I think I would have to contend it's the single biggest like individual choke job for a Philly athlete.
To end a game.
That I've ever seen.
Yeah, the Ben Simmons one was up there.
I think it's so much like the Ben Simmons one was brewing. He was always going to be afraid of the moment.
Well, it was
he
brewing.
Was not going to want to go to the basket like that. We saw the cracks in Ben Simmons mentally for a while.
Part of his skill set was he couldn't shoot, and that's
like,
why it happened.
This was this was the moment, quite literally, just being too big for the guy.
Yeah.
Well, it was the only. I think I saw it this morning. It's only the second baseball series ever to end on an error. But this one is the other one happened 10 years ago, and it was a throwing error, like physical error, the Bill Buckner thing.
Sure.
This was a mental and physical.
Like James Bradbury holding. Just, I mean, it's a penalty. Yeah. It's a mistake. Mitch Williams leaving one to Joe Carter. Mistake.
These are sports plays. Yeah.
Right. Like that's a like you said. It's a sports play. This is like you. I mean, you choked.
Yeah.
That's the definition of a guy choking.
It is, yeah. Did you see this Hembo stat about the Phillies in this series? Mm-mm. The Phillies scored more runs, had more hits, hit more homers, struck out fewer times, drew more walks, stole more bases.
Lost
the series.
Because the little things they did wrong.
They matter. They really do matter from top to bottom.
That's what I've been saying. Like all the stuff that all of our complaints that we have about the top of our lineup, you could say the same thing about the Dodgers.
Well, Otani did nothing. He did nothing.
The Dodgers have a better lineup up and down than us, and we outscored them in the series.
Well, that's why I think Topper's not the manager next week, because all this is his responsibility.
It's the little details.
The little things. And his decision-making, and it was not good. I mean, without question, it wasn't good. David in Westchester's up. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. Hey there, little Hugh. How you doing?
Oh, little Hugh. What's up?
What's up, David?
Well, to say that this has been the worst month of sports in Philadelphia history would be accurate.
Yeah,
this
Flyers lost their sting.
Yeah, I mean, they're in big trouble. 0-1 off the jump. Come on, Tom.
Yeah, that's why Hugh didn't come in, because the Flyers lost. He's too distraught.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. He called out this way. He's like, listen, the Flyers lost. I can't come to work today.
Can't do it. Oh, that's funny.
Actually, you know what? This is the suspension we talked about the other day. We decided to suspend Hugh for this Friday. We couldn't deal with it today. Go ahead, David.
Okay. You missed one emotion when you're going through your little list, mm-hmm. and that would be validation.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah, did you know it was coming? Yes, because all year, Joe, I've been saying this team is not good enough. I didn't spend any freaking money down there until the playoff series. Now my wife's not talking to me because I stole the $500.
Uh-oh.
And these guys put this crap up. And to come up this small, you know, because as you know, Joe, I play senior softball. And I know a little bit about baseball. Less than two outs, you go to first, you know. two outs, you go to first. Less than two outs, you go home. And, you know, that kid just, he lost it. But as you guys said, the moment was too big for him. And, you know, what Topper did was just, you know, he's making moves just to make moves. So what you got to do is you just got to blow this team up, as I've been saying for a couple years now. Any free agent's got to go. I would, and then you bring back Ranger, because once you let him go, he's not a Philly. So you bring him back, and you bring back Harrison Bader because he's scrappy and he knows how to play the game. And unfortunately, he got hurt, so you had that same old stinking outfield out there that you had last year. And guess what? You got the same results. It's like watching a movie for the 19th time. And you know what? You know the ending. And you know what happened this year, Joe? We knew the ending. Everybody's trying to fool themselves. Everybody's trying to kill themselves. And it's insane what they're putting out there and what they're doing. Dombrowski's got to go, too, because he's the one that constructed this. Topper's got to go just because he's got to go. And, you know, every free agent, just get rid of them. Get it all. And then you can't get rid of Harper and you can't get rid of Turner because of their contract. So you make them play with young guys. You know what? And, you know, you brought this on yourself. You know, you watch these guys bumble and try and learn on the job because you guys stink. And you're way overpaid for what you do, which you do nothing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they didn't do enough.
Joe, David. I just thought of something as he's kind of
David
laying that out there. What do you think the fan base would be like if we roll into a year where, I mean, let's be honest, if you bring up Aiden Miller, Justin Crawford, these type of guys, you don't win a World Series. How would we react going from where we've been the last few years to turning the page into this new movement, but the bar not being as high? Are we going to react in a harsh way, in the right way? I wouldn't even know. Maybe today's not the day for that question, but I wouldn't even know as a fan base how to feel about that.
I think the messaging would be important. Like, are they rebuilding? Or are they trying to
setting up a retool in a way.
Well, we'd have to accept that they're not going to come close to winning the World Series next year, right? Odds of doing that with rookies is very hard to do that.
But I guess you kind of have to make the argument that that might be the only reasonable and logical route to go based off of where you are, unless you're trying to thread the needle in a very intent. But that's how you end up with contracts like Trey Turner.
It is.
You know, that's a prime example of trying to make it work when it's not there.
This is their most important offseason in a very long time, because they have to decide which route they want to
go,
right? Like, are they doubling down, and that means they're trying to re-sign these guys, and they're either upgrading at manager or keeping Topper.
And you think Bryce isn't going to want to double down?
Well, of course he is.
Well, yeah. So how much is he influencing?
Well, but to a fair question off of that, though, is he's getting older, and he's not the player he was a few years ago. Should he still have as much say?
No!
Like, you know, it's apples to
oranges. That's why
oranges.
We're in this trade predicament.
We are. It's not the same, but, like, you know, and the two sports are obviously different. But when LeBron James was at his best, he could be in charge of everything. And if he had a bad contract, whatever, he's gonna drag you to the finals. Now, at this point, recently, the Lakers are like, we're not listening to this guy anymore.
You didn't like the commercial idea again?
I was out on that. At some point, you have to stop listening to that guy because the dividends are not paying off as much. You're not getting the same. They have to pick a lane. They have to try to keep going. My guess is, because they like the people coming through the turnstiles, they're going to double down. I'd be surprised if they actually let three or four of these free agents go and don't try to win the World Series next year. It might not be prudent for the next 5 years, right? We might regret the contracts they give out this offseason in 2030, but if you had a guess, do you think they're going to double down or they're going to take a step back?
If Dave's here, they're probably going to find a weird way to double down. Yeah. And okay, so then they'll play the other side. What if they end up, forget going the young way, what if they go the old way and they try and get some real-time players and you win 92 games next year? How's this fan base going to operate throughout the summer? Oh, this is a nightmare. I don't buy into this team, blah, 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 blah.
No one's going to believe. No one's going to believe. Well, you know, the Dodgers a couple years ago, they went out and they got swept by the Diamondbacks. I think Freeman and Betts were terrible in that series. You know what they did? They went and got Ohtani. Like, they doubled down, like, we need more. We're not good enough.
Okay,
so
go get Ohtani.
Well, I wish we could. That'd be awesome. We can't do that. Black Gritty is up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Hey, give me a little time. I'm going to try to maintain low tones. I usually don't call when Burrows is on because he's the only person louder than me.
fair enough.
Man, look, Topper's got to go. Bryce, thank you for choosing me, but you got to sit down and shut up, bro. You're trying to bring back more old cronies? Give me four beaters. Give me four young dudes so I don't have to do this platoon in and what's going on and have a little bit of hope. Because guess what? Apparently, I can't have next year. I want 50% capacity. Don't even sell the tickets. Because I don't want nobody feeling nervous or being upset. Everybody mad at Cassie. Hey, Bryce, you can at least start over some timely hitting like Cassie did. And as far as Kirk is concerned, he just saved the life of every, like, 10-year-old kid that is in Little League and their dad's killed them and ruined their relationship talking about the mistake you made. You made that mistake in the big leagues. You better leave these punk kids alone at all these tournaments everywhere I go. Now, as far as Eagles are concerned, Jalen Hurts is allowed to have a bad stretch of gameplay. Right now, I can't defend him. I would defend him like bros do. But guess what? You miss it wide open, everybody does that. But that interception, I know you ain't throwing one of 305 passes, longest streak, whatever. Dude, that was bad. You got to read the play. Petullo got to go. Where's Nick Sirianni? You don't know where he's signing is? He is going to be on Hard Knocks, and they're going to be exposed for all the penalties, flags, all the disciplines. What do you do, head coach? You ain't even got the team together. A.J. Brown, I hope you happy, dog, because you're getting all kinds of passes, and we're losing. So let's put in Tanner McKee so we can make Chucky Ducky happy, talking crazy. Put Jalen Hurts at cornerback. Oh, Howie, how about instead of begging Saquon to not go for 2K and giving him an extra bonus check, you keep Mekhi Becton, or maybe you pay Rodgers $4 million instead of giving him a little extra money. You already been a high-paying running back. You're going to give him extra money. Now my lot looks like garbage because the guy next to him is a backup, and he's out here trying to do double the work. And Lane Johnson didn't double fight the entire early. Oh, my goodness gracious, everybody get healthy because we're about to lose to Carson Wentz. It's a great day in Philadelphia. My goodness gracious. I'm about to drive off a cliff. Love you guys.
Oh my God. Black Gritty, appreciate you. That when he dropped the, of course, Eagles are on a mini bye, right? They don't play this weekend, but then they're back at it next week. And they are in Minnesota, likely against Carson Wentz. That feels like a big, big day just for my sanity. Because if they lose to Carson Wentz, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I wish that was at home. I wish that was at the Link.
I do too.
Yeah, it's in Minnesota, right? Isn't it?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Do you feel good about going to Minnesota right now?
No, you kidding me? I don't feel good about anything the Eagles do. Nothing. They can't even return kicks. They can't even catch the ball, let alone whatever happens after that. They can't do anything.
No. It is amazing how we've gone back and forth, Kyle, the last 2 years between they're the best team in pro football, and then they just become a disaster very quickly.
Yeah, and like to scale it down smaller. They do all the little things well.
And none of the
now
big
they
things.
Can't do any of the little things right. Can't do anything right. Nothing. Like last year, we're like, wow, what a well-coached, organized, detailed football team. What does Sirianni say? Tough, detailed, together. Yeah. None of those things right now. Not a single one of them. And they were all three last year.
So Black Gritty brought up the Hard Knocks thing. They're on the NFC East is the in-season Hard Knocks. We're going to get some of this stuff, whatever they allow through, I guess. But we're going to get some of this emotion on the sidelines during these games. I think that comes out in November.
You know what just hit me?
What's that?
We're going to get I Told You So Douglas.
What do you mean?
Remember his whole thing about Hard Knocks being...
Oh, a bad thing?
Yeah.
But that's not why this is happening.
But He'll probably spin it that way.
Hugh lives his truth. We know this about Hugh.
But that means every team in the NFC East needs to be bums, right?
Right. Someone's good. Someone's going to win the division.
Unless it's an NFC, what is it, the NFC South that or AFC South or whatever.
Yeah, we're all bad.
Trying to work through this logically is not going to work in this conversation with Hugh.
I find it very interesting that Hugh was out the day after Jalen had his worst game in a long time. I know it was pre-planned, but something tells me Douglas knew this thing was coming here, and he booked out.
People are coming after him, too.
Oh, good. So. Someone has to. Mike in South Philly's up. What's up, Mike?
Hi.
Mike, what's up?
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, man? They got to get rid of Rob Thompson. And walking Ohtani when he's 1-for-17 was just atrocious. I didn't understand that at all. I mean, I get that he hit a home run off of Sanchez prior, but who hasn't hit a home run off of a pitcher? He's pitching well in that position. You walk him, and then it leads to where we're at now.
Well, and to your point, and I'm with you, I didn't like it. Now, I understand the logic, right? It is the best player in baseball, Shohei Ohtani, and he has good history against Duran. But, Mike, what frustrated me about it was you gave Duran no margin for error. When you load the bases, if he has one or two go the wrong way with a pitch, then you're behind an account to Mookie Betts. And, Mike, with that, Mookie Betts is also a first ballot Hall of Famer, right? You're not walking Bryce to get to Alec Boehm. You're walking Ohtani to get to Betts.
I was just going to say that. It's not like you're walking Ohtani and, you know, you're going to Will Smith or somebody like that. You're going to a former MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe Ohtani chases because he's been looking for an answer, and maybe he gets himself out. You know, he could have easily gotten himself out because he's trying to do a lot, knowing he hasn't really lived up to what he thinks he can do.
Like, if the runner was just on second and nobody on third, right, and just the bases open at first, that's different because you're not loading the bases, right? You're still giving Duran a little margin for error. It's a problem.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And then on top of it, just there was a lot of mistakes that I felt Thompson made last night. It's his time. I think he has to go. And on top of it, I think that him and Petullo should have start heading down to the UPS.
Maybe they should start a podcast. What do you think?
The Petullo.
And Topper?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, that might be their next stop because it's obviously not going to be here for long. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, it was a 50-50 decision. But you know what the problem for Topper is? All his 50-50 decisions go the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ultimately, it is a results-oriented business. Whether or not, and I feel this with managers, with coaches, like, I can understand your logic, but they're paid to be right. Like, I can understand Howie's logic in almost everything he does, but once in a while, he's wrong.
But
like,
I could say with
Bigsby,
a lot of this Rob stuff this postseason in particular, I couldn't even see.
Well,
the
bunt, I couldn't. The bunt killed me inside.
David Robertson up in the sixth and the seventh, and not using Ranger in game one if you knew he was going to be used in game three that way. And I mean, there's a lot of things that made zero sense to me. This one at least does make baseball sense. But to your point, you gotta be right.
Yeah,
you gotta
be
right. He was in 22. He was right every time. Now he's wrong every time.
You know, and we've ripped a lot of people the last couple days, and we'll continue to. Duran also can't walk a runner.
That's a good point.
I mean, they traded a lot for him. He was called the best closer in baseball. You can't walk him, but you can't walk a run in. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to have Scott Fransky on coming up in a little bit as he's on his way home from Los Angeles. Could we just hear from A.J. Brown, though, after the game last night? Is this A.J. Brown talking about the meeting that supposedly went on? So that meeting between Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, when they spoke about it, Jalen and Saquon a couple of days ago, they acknowledged it. That day, A.J. wasn't available. He was obviously available last night after the game. Here's A.J. Brown on the said meeting earlier in the week.
What was behind that?
I don't recall the meeting.
Oh, okay. The meeting never happened.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Those guys said it did happen.
Oh, you didn't talk to them.
You weren't in the meeting?
I don't recall.
Or you don't want to just talk?
I don't recall.
Come on, man.
Yeah, the vibes are plummeting.
I don't understand that. I understand being frustrated, but how does this help? Right. Every time AJ does this, and I'm an AJ fan, I'm not one of those guys that think he's, you know, he's a lot to deal with, but I prefer having someone that talented on my roster.
Sure.
That's not helping the team. Mm-mm. It's just, it's not. And you think back to all the year, every year it's something. I just don't understand where he's coming from. I don't know how that puts this team in a better position. If you're all about winning and team success, how does that help this?
It doesn't. And, you know, I get it. It's after a game. Maybe he doesn't want to talk about the meeting. He could say, yeah, we had a meeting. That has nothing to do with tonight. We lost the game. Let's talk about tonight.
What meeting?
I don't recall what a smirk on his face.
The smile. Yeah, he did that too. What was the most recent one that he had to address in front of the room?
Oh, his tweets.
Oh, his tweets. Yeah, the tweet. Same thing. The big smile. I mean, I don't understand. When things are going bad, you got to do everything in your power to help push this the right way. It seems like Saquon's trying, right? Give me the effort that Saquon's given us and Lane to try and get this back on track. He's making it harder for everybody.
The other thing, and I don't know how we would ever find out the answer to this, it does feel like things have gotten worse since he started chirping, right? Like, they were 4-0, they beat the Bucs, and that was after the tweet. Like, I wonder how much they're trying to pivot the offense to make him happy, and it's throwing the whole operation off. And that's, look, you have a young coordinator who's trying to appease everyone, mm-hmm. a quarterback that's trying to figure out where to go with the football every play, and he's not playing well anyway, not a great offensive line. It feels like they've gone way too far to try to help him not be upset, and it's made the team worse.
Oh,
it's
that just, comes with the inexperienced OC.
It does. It does. 215-592-9494 for all your phone calls on all of this. Plus, Scott Fransky joins us live from the airport after game number four. It is the Midday Show. Broad's in for Hugh today on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.